After the millions of dollars per nanosecond ads have run, after Britney, NSYNC, and Aerosmith have sung, they'll finally be a Super Bowl champion. This much is certain. After all, football ain't soccer. The behemoths of the Meadowlands, the New Jersey Giants, face off against the Baltimore Ravens, who not that long ago were the Cleveland Browns. Now, both are superb defensive teams, maybe even to the point of being a little bit muscle-bound. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us. Ron, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
How do you win a defensive standoff between two strong teams like this?
Well, I don't know, Scott. They are actually going to play a game, you know. I mean, after all the nonsense that's going on all week long, you tend to forget that they kick off and it's just like any other football game. Mm-hmm. I think that it could be a better game than people think just because you've got two teams there with no stars, Scott. Joe Montana and John Elway are not in this game. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have two teams that nobody expected to be there makes me think we may get more of a freewheeling kind of a style of play. You know the cliche, Scott, that the teams go to the Super Bowl trying not to win but not to not lose, that kind of a thing. In this case, I think you have teams that are happy to be there and that are willing to go out there and just try to win, and not as opposed to protect their reputation or their place in history or that kind of a thing.
I got a fax this week from the Kent College of Law in Chicago offering several of their law professors as Super Bowl commentators.
Yes.
Because apparently 11 people on the Baltimore Ravens have arrest records, and 5 people, by the count of the New York Post, have arrest records on the New York Giants. Is this something children should be watching?
Well, I don't know, Scott. I'm going to be kind of disappointed if Ray Lewis comes out for the game wearing his football uniform instead of that orange prison jumpsuit we've seen him in all week long. Scott, I've got to tell you, I have been to a lot of Super Bowls, and I've seen a lot of players who were the story of the game going in. Mm-hmm. But I have never seen a mob like the one surrounding Lewis at those press conferences, you know, that they have all week long.
Maybe we should explain for the benefit of our audience that at the last Super Bowl, he was at the scene of a fight that turned into a murder. I have to be very careful phrasing this. He got into a car. He was actually arraigned for murder. As it turned out, he certainly did not wield a weapon. The worst that he was guilty of was giving distracting, let me put it that way, and deceitful answers to the prosecutors who came to his, his rented house to ask him what had happened.
Exactly. And since then, he's been pretty belligerent in saying that he was treated poorly, and that he's been given every opportunity to say how does he feel about the families of the victims.
Mm-hmm. And he got 1 year probation.
Right, exactly. And he has not expressed much remorse. On the other hand, he did make himself available. He did let the questions go. You know, this is a bad time for the NFL. You have Ray Carruth just convicted of conspiracy to kill his pregnant girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And up in Green Bay, at this very moment, Mark Chmura, the former Packer, is on trial on a rape charge. This is not the kind of thing that the NFL wants us paying attention to during Super Bowl week, for sure.
I have heard from people who have seen the Ravens in person that to see the Baltimore Ravens defense in person, you walk out of that stadium thinking that no power on earth, and I'm not forgetting the 82nd Airborne, can score in the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, you know, here in Chicago, where they barely play football anymore, we were surprised this week when Buddy Ryan, who's the great defensive coach of the Super Bowl Bears 15 years ago, whose son, it turns out, is a defensive coach for the Baltimore team, said that he would choose a lot of the Baltimore players over that great defense that he built. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of startled by that, and nobody really believes it. Scott, as good as that Baltimore team is, the Super Bowl Bears of 85 allowed 7 yards rushing into New England. Yeah. So Baltimore is going to, you know, has something that they really have to try to accomplish, but that's a very, very strong defensive team.
Ron, promising, of course, that I'll completely disregard this next week.
What's 24-7 Baltimore. 24-17 Baltimore, Scott. And you?
I'm going to say 9-6 Baltimore.
Uh-huh. And when the game is over, Scott, people will be talking about the most important thing in the Super Bowl.
What's that?
The commercials.
Yes, that's right. Now the dot-coms are gone and the traditional powers like McDonald's and Coca-Cola are back, apparently.
Exactly.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, speaking with us from Chicago.